Presented by Listen Headlines. Latest financial news from trusted sources.
Finance and Economics. January 14, 1900 America, New York. The Kazakh crisis is only one threat hanging over the uranium market. A global crunch in nuclear fuel is no longer impossible. Finance and Economics. January 14, 1900 America, New York. A corruption probe is only the latest of Chinese insurers' woes. About 30% of salespeople have left the industry since 2019. Finance and Economics. January 14, 1900 America, New York. Will remote work stick after the pandemic? Speakers at the American Economics Association's annual pow-wow take a shot at the question. Finance and Economics. January 14, 1900 America, New York. The new government hopes to cure Germans' distaste the stock market. Plans include funding a small part of the public pension scheme through stock investment. Finance and Economics. January 14, 1900 America, New York. The faster metabolism of finance, as seen by a veteran broker. Prices are set at the margin, and the marginal trader is a hedge fund manager.
New York Times Business. January 14, 722 America, New York. China's trade surplus surges to new heights. The country's trade surplus broke records for December and for all of last year, as the pandemic continued to generate demand for its goods.
Wall Street Journal Markets. January 14, 714 America, New York. Wells Fargo's quarterly profit soars 86%. Revenue rose 13%, beating expectations. The bank also released money it had set aside for pandemic loan losses. Wall Street Journal Markets. January 14, 709 America, New York. JP Morgan's quarterly profit drops 14%. The bank still notched a record for annual profit, powered by investment banking and trading. Wall Street Journal Markets. January 14, 706 America, New York. BlackRock now manages over $10 trillion in assets. The money manager reported net income of $1.64 billion for the fourth quarter, up 6% from the same period a year earlier.
Daily FX Market News. January 14, 7 o'clock America, New York. Understand the risk. Accept the risk. Trades that offer the potential for a high return almost always come with a high amount of risk. A smart trade comes with an understanding of that underlying risk.
Wall Street Journal Markets. January 14, 7 o'clock America, New York. 9. Lands Carlyle Investment for New York Battery Projects. The private equity firm spent over $100 million in December on separate investments in 9. and Fermata Energy as it expands into the market for large-scale electricity storage.
Global Economy. January 14, 7 o'clock America, New York. Investors bet on loans as Fed readies to lift interest rates. Weekly inflows hit highest level in 5 years on expectations of hawkish shift at U.S. Central Bank.
New York Times Business. January 14, 659 America, New York. Before Omicron, Britain's GDP regained its pre-pandemic size. The economic output for November was bolstered by construction and manufacturing. But December data is likely to show the impact of a surge in virus cases. A London construction site last fall.
Wall Street Journal Markets. January 14, 655 America, New York. Dogecoin, Citigroup, Novavax, Las Vegas Sands. What to watch when the stock market opens today. Tesla made some of its merchandise available for purchase with Dogecoin. Major bank earnings are rolling in. Wall Street Journal Markets. January 14, 643 America, New York. Nike and Adidas are dipping toes into the NFT market. The sneakerheads are into it. Virtual shoes don't weigh apparel brands down with inventory or supply chain snags. They do come with other risks, though.
Daily FX Market News. January 14, 6:30 America, New York. US dollar, DXY, inspect short-term support, oversold signal flashes. Short-dated US Treasury yields continue to move higher on Fed rate hike expectations, helping to stem recent US dollar losses.
New York Times Business. January 14, 623 America, New York. China's trade surplus surges to new heights. The country's trade surplus broke records for December and for all of last year, as the pandemic continued to generate demand for its goods. Caterpillar construction vehicles ready for export in Yantai, in China's Shandong province.
Forex Live. January 14, 6:13 America New York, oil stays on course to retest the October-November highs. Oil looks poised for a fourth straight week of gains and buyers are continuing to show plenty of appetite even as the week winds down. Price is now trading above $83 to its highest since the 10th of November.
New York Times Business, January 14, 6:06 America New York, Google pay $1 billion for London office building. The internet giant, planning on employees returning to the office for a few days a week, is building another $1 billion office less than 2 miles away. The exterior of a Google office in London.
Global Economy, January 14, 6:05 America New York, European stocks slip after declines on Wall Street. Investors assess persistently high U.S. inflation and prospect of imminent Fed monetary policy tightening.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business. January 14, 5:54 America New York, Google doubles down on the office, buying London site for $1 billion. The purchase of the site, near the British Museum, comes as the Alphabet unit is building a separate, massive new UK headquarters about a mile and a half away.
Global Economy, January 14, 5:47 America New York, German economy shrinks in fourth quarter as supply snarl-ups take toll. Coronavirus and bottlenecks hamper recovery in manufacturing and services.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business, January 14, 5:33 America New York, Walgreens, CVS shut some pharmacies on weekends as Omicron strains staffing. Supermarkets and retailers such as Macy's and Walmart are also shortening hours as throngs of American workers stay home because they are sick, awaiting test results or caring for others with the virus.
Daily FX Market News. January 14, 5:30 America New York, USD, ZAR forecast. Dwindling Rand rally favors, buy the dip, motto. Recent US dollar weakness has bolstered the Rand however, with central bank divergence firmly in favor of a stronger USD. The ZAR outlook remains bleak.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business. January 14, 5:30 America New York, for remote workers, the sick day is over. The Omicron strain's milder symptoms prompt many employees to keep working from home, even if it means coughing through Zoom calls. If I can work, I'll work,